Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Oh, I said a little prayer tonight before I came on stage. As I came walking past the drivers and the locals on the Union Way, I asked the dear Lord up in heaven, let me treat the music.
Steve's looking at me weird right now.
Maybe not.
Hold on.
Detroit goes wild tonight.
All right, Steve's into it now.
Oh, I like that.
Seven pickers and all our gear in a rental van.
Oh, yeah.
Playing music, never sleeping, and working on the neon tank. We played the barn down in Sanford, Florida, for Bev Roberts out in Camden Park. We plugged it in a beast of Bowrun, and the place went dark.
Alrighty.
Back when the old stuff was new.
Old stuff was new, yes.
Back before the buses and the hard-working boys in the crew.
You can't go wrong with Garth Brooks, you know that?
No, I like his music.
Yeah. It was off his, I think, one of his latest albums. Well, good morning! Happy Saturday, everyone!
Oh,
in the room, it's another sausage fest.
Yeah.
So, it's just the guys, so Steve, Zach, and I'm your host, Sean Roberts.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm
here. Don't sound so defeated.
Well, we're all hacking in here, first of all. Steve's got his bronchitis.
Oh, my God.
Where do you get
this
wee from?
I'm getting over my thing from last week, which we'll talk about later. So,
lung mung.
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I am your host, Sean Roberts, and Zach and Steve and I, together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning.
And thank you so much for joining us today and every day. If you're coming back to join us or joining us after coming back.
You don't know what your script is, do you?
It's in front of me, and I'm trying not to read
it. Okay, got it.
But, you know, we're glad you're here as we pay homage to Mark and Brian, the radio gods who... Really, we're trying so hard, and they're getting closer.
We are getting closer. I spoke to Laura last night, and things are looking good. Matter of fact, she was on Mark's podcast yesterday discussing it. They're very, very close. But again, please, please follow them on MNBRHOF. So important to follow her on all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We can't stress that enough. So, yeah, make sure you do that.
Yeah. So, Sean, how's our show today?
Oh, my God. We got a busy show. We really do. Of course, right now, we're listening to the old stuff by Garth Brooks because today is National Old Stuff Day.
National.
I finally feel important.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
You should, buddy. So, again, we're hacking all day today, so we apologize. Well, we're going to be calling a friend of ours because yesterday was his birthday. We got listener emails. We'll be talking post-Oscars. And there's so many things going on in Hollywood. We've had a few people pass away.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about Luke Perry, Michael J. Fox. We got horoscopes. And we'll also be talking about our favorite cereals as well.
Now, neither one of them passed away.
I said we'll be talking about Luke Perry and Michael J. Fox. Yeah. Because they got stuff going on.
Hey, we could kill off anybody we wanted to.
Exactly.
It's a fantasy world here on the radio.
Exactly. And then we'll be wrapping it up with our favorite cereals, and of course, what's news at the end of the show. And that's the end of the song. So anyway,
cereals. That was a workout.
But don't forget, you can interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and, of course, Stitcher Radio.
That paper right over there.
Just search for your weekly dose. And most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. See, aren't you glad that I did all that right now?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's like, oh, where's my spot? Fuck it, I got to wait for you.
Screw it, just keep going.
Exactly. So, and, of course, Amazon, they've been our biggest sponsor since day one the last 2 years. Basically, go to our website, use the Amazon banner, and when you do use it, bookmark the banner, or bookmark it when you get to Amazon, because that way, anytime you use it, they give us a little bit of love, and Lord knows we need to keep the show on the air.
And yeah. Now, as you look outside, you may not know it, but the warm times are coming quick, and you're going to want to get away from it all. Yes, it's a little wet now, but it's going to be warm and dry soon.
And then wet again.
You should plan on being able to travel and take things with you, like if you go to the lake or if you go to the mountains, mountain biking or whatever. Amazon has a complete selection of things you can put on your car to haul other things with,
like a trailer,
as you go. Well, it's like one thing we have is the cargo lock two-piece aluminum rooftop crossbar set.
Say that three times real fast.
I can't. Wow. This is really cool. It's a keyed locking
mechanism. Toy boat.
I screwed it up right away. Cargo lock two-piece 52-inch aluminum rooftop crossbar set. Cargo lock two-piece 52-inch aluminum rooftop crossbar set.
He's trying to do it five times.
I know. I got it.
Okay, that's close enough. Anyway,
it really
this thing
though.
Looks really cool. And they also have the MaxHaul 70115 steel roof rack, 150-pound capacity by MaxHaul. And these things you can put on your roof and take your bikes or take your luggage so you have more room in the car for all the screaming kids.
Or put the kids up there instead.
Or Grandma Shirley.
Yeah, exactly. Like just like vacation. The Griswolds.
Yeah, like the Griswolds, yeah. So, and they have sport racks, and they have roof bar, crossbars, things anywhere from like $40 to $140. Lots of fun things to put on your vehicle so you can enjoy your vacation even more when it gets warm and nice. A little bit drier.
Cool deal.
Amazon, they have everything.
They do. So don't forget to bookmark it. That's the most important thing. So please use that. And, of course, you know, a lot of us out there, too, always want to try and pick up a musical instrument every now and then, which is always good to do. You know, whether it be a guitar, piano, maybe, you know, pick up the bass guitar. Maybe you got an instrument for your daughter or for your son. You want them to give them exposure to music and everything. Well, of course, you know, there's always... That's always a great gift, but the most important thing, too, is you need a good music instructor as well.
Exactly. So, anyway, as we move on.
Nice segue, Steve.
If that's the case, you need to call VPR Studios. They have been around since 1997, and they serve the city of Cyprus and surrounding communities. The instructor teaches the language of music to all ages, from beginners to moderate players. Even old guys like me that have always wanted to...
Yep, that's right. And there's nothing like private instruction on an instrument. Besides the enjoyment, the music contributes to the development of imagination and creativity, positive self-concept, achievement, self-discipline, and positive social skills. Of course, there's something where... There is something where a good instructor can really help you. So if you'd like to learn to play guitar, piano, or even bass, call VPR Studios at 562-310-2753. Again, it's 562-310-2753. Or email them at VPR_studios@yahoo.com to schedule your first lesson. VPR Studios. Magical moments start with music and start creating your own
there's
magic.
There's nothing like having private instruction on an instrument besides
I think he's dreaming.
Enjoyment.
It sounds like he's dreaming.
Oh.
Wait, Steve, wake up. Smack him. Wake up.
Well, you know,
there you go.
I was dreaming about having tulips on my organ.
That's his go-to.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's so funny because we were talking about today's National Old Stuff Day. And so
we did.
So we're celebrating Steve right now, of course.
Now that's a segue.
Yeah.
And but here's today when I looked up last night or whatever on like you know what the theme song should be and stuff and what have you. Today was only like two things, and I forgot what the second thing was. Yesterday was a much better day for like national things for us to choose from. So let me just give you a quick example here. First of all, and Steve is going to enjoy this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, first of all, March is Breast Implant Awareness Month.
Holy cow. One of my favorite Next. Times.
Yeah, so I know Steve is probably going to go out, look at women's breasts.
He doesn't really have to go out. It's 2019.
Why should I change my lifestyle now?
And go, yes, I'm aware she has implants.
I'm aware. Or I would like to be aware.
Exactly.
I would like to make sure.
So that means also Steve will be going to a lot of strip joints this next month.
There you go. Well, you know, one of the good lines is, you know, I've never really felt fake breasts before. I'd like to.
If I could feel them, they're real enough
like,
to me.
You know, I mean, seems like that's a good line.
It is, yeah. Yesterday, it was just more cool things, I think, for, you know, National Whatever Day. So yesterday was also National Dadgum That's Good Day.
Wait. What?
Dadgum That's Good.
Dadgum That's Good.
There should be a National Whatever Day, like you just...
Yeah.
That's
well,
almost
It was
from
also
Sweeney
the
Todd.
National Day of Unplugging. You know, getting away from electronics.
Oh,
unplugging.
Right. Is also National Dress in Blue Day. Devil with the Blue Dress On. We could have played that as our
Devil
theme.
Devil with the Blue Dress, you know? Blue Dress.
Now, I found out why my boss got us pizza yesterday for lunch.
Okay.
Well, I hope you would find out.
Well, because it was National Employee Appreciation Day.
Oh, well, son of a gun.
Yeah. So.
Well, I actually got McDonald's for everyone at my job yesterday just because.
Well, you appreciate your coworkers.
I do.
See, that's nice.
I just felt like doing it.
Well, see, my gift was from the government yesterday, National Appreciation Day. The asshole Congress didn't take more money out of Social Security. So that's always
that's
a
good.
Gift.
That's
it's
yeah.
always a gift.
Well, it was also National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
I had peanut butter yesterday.
So you celebrated it yesterday, didn't even know.
I loved it. It was chunky.
Yeah.
I miss Phoebe being here and complaining about this concept. I really, really miss it.
And then it was also National Pig Day. Yeah. And Dr. Seuss Day as well.
Oh, that's why there was so much Dr. Seuss stuff.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like it. Sam, I am. I do not like it in a car. I do not like it.
At the bar.
well, let's catch up with
love
all
Dr.
of us.
Seuss. Remember, at Chino's parties, we had to talk about we would all get drunk and read Fox and Socks. Screw you.
What, Steve?
Oh, I love that. You really can't hear sometimes, can you?
Is it National Get Steve?
Fine.
Is it National Get Steve some hearing aids day yet?
I think we need to send him to Costco.
You know, I got my grandpa hearing aids last year, Steve. Hear USA, I'll take you.
Are you guys talking to me?
Oh, did we hurt your feelings?
Oh, yeah, I'm devastated.
You're falling apart is what you're doing over there. Oh, well, you know what? As he's hacking
I'm going to die in this studio.
I know. As he's hacking a left lung over there, basically with me, I wanted to apologize to you guys because we had to cancel our Oscar party because I was
sick. Totally bummed out.
We had a nice spread.
Made salsa and all that. I was going to bring quesadillas that I made, or I was going to make. I just ended up eating them myself. Thank you, but that's fine.
I felt bad. I really did because Saturday, you know, during the show last week, I felt fine. You guys take off, and 2:00 rolls around. I have to go do an audition for a new band. And so I start getting ready, and all of a sudden I start feeling the chills. Don't know why. And it was just really weird. And then I kind of blew it off. Go do the audition. And it went okay. And during there, same thing. I start feeling the chills every now and then. They
like
would just,
those achy feelings when you know you're going to have a fever the next day. You're like, oh, it's creeping up.
Exactly. So and I get home. I just bring in my acoustic guitar. I bring in my Les Paul. I leave the amps in the car in the garage. And I put them at the bottom of the stairs. And I went upstairs. And by this time, it's already, you know, it's what, 6 o'clock or so? Mm-hmm. 6:30. I didn't wake up till Sunday morning.
And that's a nice.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. And yeah, and so then all day Sunday, the only time I got up was to go to the bathroom and pee, and that was it. So Karen's like, "Well, what do you want to do to you know about the part?" My I go, "We can have him come over," but I said I can be up here. I said, "But you know what? Just no, fuck it," you know. And I felt bad. So 5 o'clock rolls around. The Academy Awards starts. I watch the first two awards. Next thing I know, it's 8:05.
Oh, wow.
And
on your deathbed.
Yeah. And then I go, okay. And it's dark, you know.
We got a whole pantomime thing going over here behind you.
It's dark. And
Karen's acting out. Talking about.
That's why I'm laughing.
I know. And it's dark. So I wake up. It's 8:05.
And where'd the sun go?
And then, yeah. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, Oscars start at 5. It still should be on. I turn on the TV in the bedroom. I watched Julia Roberts come out to give out the last award.
Yeah, here. At you the know. Tail end of it.
And then I woke up Monday morning after that. Dude, this thing just kicked my ass.
And by the way, if I make it, if I can chime in with the Oscars, you didn't really miss that much.
That well, I don't know. I heard it was, you know,
it
this
was
and that.
Eh.
So, but the thing that got me upset the most or whatever is that. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? When was the 26th?
Sometime between Monday and Friday.
What he said.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's our wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And I'm still sick.
And you're all good.
Yeah, you know, kind of thing. But at least I was able
You'll have another one next year.
Yeah, which is the important one. It'll be 20 years that we've been married together. So my lovely wife.
20 years.
19 years we've been married.
Oh, that's almost sounded like you were saying my lovely wife of 19.
Oh, wow. If I had one of those, I've heard at 19 again. So, but we've been together all, 26 years now, I think it is, so total. And I cherish every day. She puts up with my shit. How she puts up with me, I have no idea. All I know is I am thankful for it, basically. Very, very thankful.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Did she nurse you back to health?
No, she left me alone, basically. She was downstairs.
See right now, shaked her head so quick.
No.
Like, oh, I was out of there.
Yeah, she was downstairs for like 2.5 days or whatever. Yeah,
like that bedroom's a quarantine zone.
Pretty much. Pretty much, yeah.
That's love.
Yeah, it's like, stay the hell away from that guy. So, and then
been dead up there, like, and, well, I tried.
And the thing is, you know, it's like, and then I started to feel lonely, because, you know, it's like, I'm by myself. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's exactly what it was, man.
Help.
You know, so.
She's blowing kisses up to you. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to the bathroom. So.
Yeah.
Your mom wanted you to sleep on the couch. I said, oh, no, that would infect the couch.
Then we have to burn the couch.
Exactly. Yeah. And we can't afford a new couch right now. That's a good couch that we've got.
That's a good couch.
Yeah, Living Spaces, you know. So, but, and then to boot, I had to, in the midst of all that, try and mix the recordings I did for the new Monkees. So
and the show.
Oh. And get ready for the show and this and that.
Because what I always do on Sunday nights, is I'll what I'll usually do is either listen on my computer or I'll go and probably turn on my PlayStation 4 and I'll listen to the back to the show on my phone, on my headphones. And Sunday night calls around, I'm like, okay, Oscars are over. I'm like, let's see. There's a 50-50 chance Sean probably didn't get anything done if he's on his deathbed. So I looked. Yeah. I'm like, it's not there. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
I'll wait till tomorrow then.
No, and I stayed home Monday, and I got the show up, I think, Monday morning. I finally got it up. So, and, but, yeah, that was my week, and I'm still I'm hacking up still, you know, some
You two
form.
Are both dying, so I'm going to leave this room, and I'm going to be on my deathbed.
I know.
Yeah, between the both. But, I mean, I felt bad, though, you know, for everybody, because I hate canceling
You
stuff.
Know who was the most bummed out?
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because she was looking forward to it, because...
Well, she has fun when she comes over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when I told her, she was all, No. My whole night was planned around
this.
Hey,
we had 32 people we had to, disappoint, so.
Yeah.
It was a nice crowd, but.
Steve's phone's making water drop noises.
It is.
No, that's just Steve making a water drop noise.
You got a water pick over
that's
there?
That's just my nose.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how was your week, though, bud?
Well, I been nursing my body since.
With all the bruises and everything.
All the bruises. It's weird that, now that my wrist is pretty calmed down, there's no real bad pain or anything, I feel like I tweaked my left knee when I fell. I bruised my right hip when I fell. I've got scrapes on both of my elbows, and I've got scrapes on the back of some knuckles on my hand. It's like, I don't know. I guess I'm lucky I'm alive.
Pretty much. Well, you fell 25 times.
I know. And you would at least I didn't pull a Chick Hearn where I hit my head on something and waved goodbye.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. So, but I have ridden the wave of major medical bureaucracy, and I now have my new doctor,
yay,
who I just absolutely loved the first time I went. Exactly. Dr. Tran in Westminster. He's
Dr. Tran.
Yeah.
Okay.
My doctor's name is Dr. Dang.
Trang. Dang. Wow.
Dang. Yeah. Tran.
Tran.
What's up, Dang?
He's a beautiful man, so I get to arrange for a visit tomorrow.
Not to be prejudiced,
yes,
but can you understand him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He's young. I was like, when I walked in, I was like kind of surprised because I got assigned to him years ago.
So he was like 15 and now he's 25 or something or what?
Is he a Doogie Howser?
Yeah, I was like, he really was surprised. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. But I could just tell. First time, he looked at me and he put his hands on me. And I was like,
oh, this is exciting.
This guy, it just feels comfortable. It feels like, and he listened to me and he's understanding. I really like him.
Okay.
So I'm going to call him on Monday and arrange to see him. And then I'll arrange to see orthopedic and they can X-ray my wrist.
Finally, after all this time?
After all this time, yeah. It's kind of funny how it was just all in the timing. I got a call from my old medical group telling me that my doctor was unavailable now and I had to
come in and
talk to him. And I was like,
did he retire? Is that what happened?
I have no idea. Okay. It was a message and I didn't want to bother calling back.
Got it.
So then I had to call HealthNet, and then they had to do what needed to be done, and then it couldn't take effect until after March 1st.
Got it.
Which was Friday. So anyway, I'm a little more positive about mentally because
you have a doctor now.
But and still coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm cool. Now starting on the uphill road to recovery, and that'd be cool. Plus, I found an old prescription for nasal spray that helps unshrink my sinuses, and it's there's not much of it. I'm like at the end of it, but it started to help a little bit. So I'm going to get another prescription for that. And
that's good.
That should start clearing up. Plus, the weather's not quite as cold as it was for. Oh my God, it was so cold.
Yeah,
I was dying. So anyway, cool. I have a lot more positive attitude now, and the report will continue next Saturday.
Yay. And how's your health, Zach?
My week or my health?
Your health.
As far as I know, it's okay. I have a little high cholesterol, but other than that, I'm good. But I think everybody's got a little high cholesterol. So. Why? What's so funny?
No, I just love it because, Steve and I have been sick, whatever. You're going, yeah, I'm doing okay, but my cholesterol, holy shit.
We're talking doctor talk. Hold.
Good God.
What did I do?
But what's good, though, overall?
Oh, hold on. Let me make sure Steve's okay.
Yeah.
Steve, you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. Right. Got my tax return. That was super duper exciting. What was I going to say? Oh, one of my coworkers had a baby. It was funny. What was today?
So
Saturday. This was Thursday. We get to work like 6:30. We're starting, and we're just Listen, I think we're listening to Frosty hiding Frank's.
What, does she have it right there in the meat locker?
No,
what?
You dingus.
That's what he made it sound like.
No, it's my friend Nelson, my coworker Nelson, his wife had a baby. Mm-hmm. We were working like 45 minutes, listening to the radio, and then all of a sudden he gets out his phone, which he never does. And we kind of like looked at each other like, I wonder if that's a sign. And so as soon as like about maybe 2 minutes go by, we just hear him go, yeah! We're like, whoa, what just happened? And like, is the baby coming? He goes, uh-huh, gotta go, guys. And he comes up to us and gives us all a hug and all that. He's all, this is my second boy. I'm so excited.
Oh, cool. So, how old is his first one?
I think his first one's like 3.
That's a good spread.
3 or
there.
4.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets more interesting. So later, my boss, or our boss, who's the head of our department, he texts me probably like 8:30 and says, hey, I'm going to – Nelson will be back tomorrow. False alarm. Because he was going to come and cover for him. Uh-huh. And he says, nope, false alarm. Don't worry about it. I was like, okay, cool. And then we get in there and on Friday, and he shows up. And we're like, hey, how'd it go? What happened? Miguel said he had a false alarm. He's like, no, baby was born. Wait, what? So it turns out that when he got the false alarm, it was 8 o'clock. The doctor said, go home and change and get your stuff because she's not ready to, you know, pop the kid out quite yet. Mm-hmm. As soon as they got home, as soon as they got home. They didn't even get out of the driveway.
Wow.
And went right back there. Kid was born 7 minutes before midnight.
Nice.
11:53.
And do we have a name?
Yeah, Matthew.
Matthew.
Yep. So he gave him the biblical names. First son's Isaiah. Second son's Matthew.
There you go.
So that was pretty cool. That's the first time I've ever like known anybody right in front of me who's about to like has to drop what they're doing and go, you know, be with their wife to have their kid. Mm-hmm. First time that I've ever seen that. So that was kind of a cool.
That's the
experience.
First place a lot of people go to name their kids is the Bible.
Well, my name's in the Bible.
I wanted to do it like after like TV Guide. Yeah, Magnum, Kojak, come in here, girls. You know. Something like that would be a little bit different.
Hey, A-Team, could you come over here and pick up your clothes?
Yeah, 5 kids walk in.
Hey, Laugh-In, come here.
Family ties. Yeah. You're grounded.
All right. Well, you know what? We got some emails that were sent to us, so let's go ahead and...
Letters, we get letters, we get letters almost every every single day, getting some mail, got some letters.
I love Mark. All right, what we got, Steve?
Well, YWD crew.
Hey, that's us.
I'm writing in for the first time just to say hello.
Hi.
I discovered your podcast through a friend who used to listen to Mark and Brian. He told me about you guys, and ever since Craig Shoemaker had been on your show, there are times, I guess the word admit goes in there. I must admit there are times where the show is okay, but most of the time you guys do make me laugh.
Well, that's good.
Woo! I'm glad to hear that.
No kidding.
Love it when you do skits like Mark and Brian. Keep up the good work. Listener, Jamie.
Oh, well, thank you, Jamie.
That's good. Yeah. You're not going. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone at YWD.
Hi.
I'm a new listener.
Oh,
yay!
New listeners are always good.
I know. I only started listening to you guys since you had on Michael Nesmith.
Oh, wow.
Since I'm a Monkees fan, as are Sean and I.
Yes.
Boy, that was a great interview. I thought it was cool that Mike then began to ask Sean questions about his music.
That's true, he did.
Guess the tables got turned. Well, now, I've been listening every week and going back to your beginning and playing catch-up. Hope you guys are able to get more Monkees on. Listener Pam.
Actually, we will, Pam. Right now, we have it in the works. We've been talking to Jody Ritson, who works with Michael Nesmith, which is how we got Michael on the show. I know Michael and Mickey are on tour right now doing some shows, and I think once they're done, there's a small gap where hopefully Mickey will be coming in. But also, since I'm friends with the new Monkees, next week we will have Dino Kovas of the new Monkees come in the room with us.
Yay.
So, and not only talk about his experience with the new Monkees, but talk about his career also as a film director, and he's got a new film out right now, too, on DVD, so... which is really good. So,
that's
yes, we will have
exciting.
We will have new Monkees, of course.
Now, listener Lisa has the same question
yeah.
we were talking about earlier today. Hey,
implants?
YWD gang, I must say that I've been enjoying your podcast for some time now, but was wondering if you will have another female co-host join you guys soon.
We could always just put a wig on Steve.
It ain't the same, trust me.
I don't have the proper...
Breast implants, too?
We've tried, yeah.
Not enough estrogen.
Yeah. No, absolutely, yeah. We're going to be auditioning some people hopefully soon to get to... a good female co-host, and it's tough, you know, to be in this room every week, and we've had two great co-hosts, you know, but committing to this show for, you know, zero pay or no pay or whatever, it's kind of a little tough. You really have to want to enjoy being on a podcast in general, you know,
and to
do it for the fun of it.
And quite frankly, if you are busy in life, it's hard to be here every Saturday morning because life happens in ways you don't expect, and it's a hard commitment to make.
It's a hard knocks life is what it is. We did talk to our past co-host V about possibly coming back, but with what she does and everything, you know,
it's
just a little bit busy and everything for her. It would be tough for her to give up her Saturdays again because of the need to have an income, and I respect that. I understand that.
You know, we could always just play clips of Phoebe and just pretend she's in the room.
That's true. Yeah.
Lisa, if you happen to have had any kind of broadcast experience or whatever,
theater or anything like that,
theater,
or know anybody, let us know.
Or just our bright and chipper.
Yeah, exactly. So, because we definitely need the female element in the room for sure. So. And there you go. So those are our email letters from our fans.
Letters, we get letters, we get letters almost every day.
Anyway, Hollywood has been going all over the place. And, of course, we just had the Academy Awards just recently.
Yes.
So you guys got to watch the Academy Awards. Did it end up being the way?
I don't have a way of watching it. So
that's right. You did. Okay.
I did get to see on YouTube when Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga sang.
Oh, great moment.
Their song. That was very nice.
Yeah, I was looking forward to this. I mean, I'm probably the only person I know that loved this movie. I'm such a girl.
Just so depressing.
Like my life. They were eye fucking each other on that stage.
That's the kind of song it is.
Yeah.
Just play the guitar for like 20 minutes.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
She's so hot.
She's played her career beautifully.
Seriously.
Yeah. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing.
So good. All right.
For change.
It was just such a great performance. And you know, when you got a musical connection like that with somebody, you know, it runs deep. It really, really runs deep. And I've had the honor of having that feeling with a friend of mine, Anna Marie, where we can just connect musically, you know, and it's just, it's nothing sexual per se or anything like that. It's just a connection that you feel, you know, where you go, I just want to protect my friend now, you know, kind of
thing.
Yeah,
that's happened to me with a few actresses on stage where you just have something that goes between you. And it happened with Debbie. Debbie and I have been on stage a bunch of times, and we always connect with each other, and we always had a good time. And there's been a couple other actresses, but it transcends the, you know, the physical world. It's just something that you really feel without trying or knowing, and it's there, and you're like, wow, this is really cool. And when you talk to them and they talk to you, it is real.
It's for not, that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a script. It's not something made up. It's real. And I love that feeling with someone.
Well, I mean, I'm going over all the winners and everything, you know, and it, I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody looks like it took the most Oscars.
Now the actor got the best actor award.
Yeah.
Right?
Rami Malek got, you know,
well deserved.
I want to see. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I want to see
good.
It.
We got it downstairs, dude.
Like,
it's good.
Really?
It's really, yeah. But Rami Malek obviously got for best actor. Olivia Colman got best actress for The Favorite. Director went to Roma, surprisingly. But
Spike Lee was pissed.
Well, Spike Lee's always pissed, basically. So you know what? F you.
That's his joint.
Yeah. And then best picture went to Green Book, which I think was a surprise to everybody. But it also got original screenplay. As well as Best Picture. I think those are the only two that Green Book... also Best Supporting Actor went to... Was it Mahershala Ali?
Yeah, I think that's the second one.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so Green Book only picked up 1, 2, 3, I'm looking at. Yeah, 3 Academy Awards.
Oh, that
Awards.
Was with Viggo.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen, yeah.
I love him.
I didn't understand the backlash on the whole thing, you know, because everybody's talking about, you know, how the racism, it was like light and this and that or whatever, where I'm like, you know what? Here's the thing that people forget. If you're in the category of, let's say, for example, sound editing, okay, only the Academy people who've passed winners can vote into that category only, okay? So let's say, for example, you're an editor, Steve, okay?
Okay, I'm putting on my editor hat right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I cannot vote for editing because I'm into sound, you know, or visual effects.
Damn it.
Okay, and vice versa. So we can only vote in our own category.
In our own...
But yet everybody can vote for Best Picture.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so, I mean... That's who the Academy thought should win was Green Book, and they thought it was a good enough movie.
That was Paul Preston's like go to like he swears by that was the movie that should win.
No, he thought Roma was going to win.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he thought Roma was going to do it.
He loved both, but I remember Green Book. He really praised.
Yeah, you know, he said it was a good story. You know, so it is what it is. But I mean, I don't understand the backlash. So you know,
I think it's pretty cool. You know who directed it, which I didn't really realize, and. It's actually a pretty big accomplishment. Peter Farrelly, who directed like Dumb and Dumber, like all those Something About Mary, those slapstick Ben Stiller, Jim Carrey kind of comedy movies that really set Jim Carrey's career movie-wise.
Right.
And yeah, this is like the first kind of movie
serious that he's done.
And it's a huge win for him. It's usually him and his brother, Bobby. It's Peter and Bobby Farrelly that direct together. So this was just him doing this on his own.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought it was, you know, well done. I mean, the only time I've ever been upset or whatever that a movie won for Best Picture was Chariots of Fire. Because I just hated that film. You know, I'm just like, no.
One time where, what was it? The Pianist.
Oh, yeah.
That was Adrian Brody, right?
That was the same year as Gangs of New York.
Oh,
that was a tough one.
Which, and I was like, best actor went to the guy who played the pianist instead of
Adrian Brody. I think,
Daniel Day-Lewis,
right.
Who created one of the most iconic characters in a movie I think I've ever seen, is the butcher at Five Points.
And it's tough, and we don't know how the voting goes. And,
yeah,
I mean,
well, you don't know
and the thing
who
is,
and what.
It could be a five-vote difference between the two. We don't know.
Yeah,
you
just
know.
Never know.
But anyway, but I mean, overall, you know, looking at the winners and everything, it was I think done. It was spread out pretty, I don't want to say evenly, but I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody picked up quite a few. Rami Malek for Best Actor. Let's see. Then it picked up for sound editing, which makes sense. Film editing, it also picked up. And then it also picked up for sound mixing. So how many is that? What? 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like 4 Academy Awards it picked up, which isn't too bad. Black Klansman picked up, looks like, what, 1 for adapted screenplay. So Spike Lee can shut the hell up because he got an Academy Award anyway. And then original score, though, went to Black Panther, which I thought was quite a bit of a surprise.
I had a feeling. I kind of had a feeling. They had to give them something. They had to give them at least one good one. And that's, if you listen to the radio commercials before the Academy Awards when they were promoting Black Panther, you're listening to the original theme. Mm-hmm. You know, they always are, you know, plugging the hell out of that.
Yeah, well, Black Panther also picked up production design, and it also picked up costume design, too.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, you know what? That kind of is kind of cool, considering I'm sure there were period pieces against it. So it's nice to see, like, more of a modern film beat out period. And I'm speculating because, again, I was asleep, you know.
It was a good movie, but it wasn't that great of a movie. They're praising it like it's, you know,
well, no. I'm talking about the costume design.
Oh, I thought you meant like the movie overall.
No, I'm talking about the costume design, because to give a more modern film the Academy Award for that versus, like, say, I'm sure it was up against period pieces, because I think, isn't The Favorite like more of a period piece? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Because most of the time, those are going to get
the
win, you know.
Usually those Victorian era themed.
Right. But what was really surprising, though, is the best foreign language film went to Roma.
So it also
picked up for best director. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, it was interesting, I think, on how everything laid out overall. I thought the Academy Awards, you know, the outcomes or whatever was pretty cool. Oh, now you do the thing.
Yeah, it just dawned on me. Maybe we can go out with it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, post. You know, we'll put the theme at the front. Okay,
better late than never.
There you go. So. But speaking of Hollywood, though, we've had a lot of things been going on in Hollywood. We've had two deaths recently also. The stars are dropping like flies right now for some strange reason.
They seem to do that continuously.
Gee, many crickets. Beverly Owens, who was 81, she played the original Marilyn of the Munsters, passed away also. And then Katherine Hellman, who was 89 from Who's the Boss and Soap fame.
I love her.
Passed away. I loved her character Mona, because I'm like, that's the kind of wife I want when I get old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just hot and spicy and this and that and a go-getter.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a thing. So I thought she was really cool. So we got a couple of clips the first one's going to be on Beverly Owens here from the Munsters.
Incidentally, how did your date go tonight?
I think this one really likes me. He's asked to see me again.
Of course. That stuff never fails.
What stuff?
Oh, just a little something I put in your oatmeal this morning. Love potion makes you irresistible.
I love Al Lewis.
But, Grandpa, I didn't have any oatmeal today.
Well, don't worry. I'll mix up another batch for you tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Grandpa. Don't you see? This means he likes me for myself.
Yeah,
I loved how it was always referred to her as the odd one.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
It was great.
You know, that whole thing. So Beverly Owens, 81, passed away. And of course, Katherine Hellman, let's play a little clip of hers that we got from the news. This is from Channel 2 News.
Actress Katherine Hellman has passed away. She's best known for her role on the show Who's the Boss? Her talent agency told The Hollywood Reporter that the 89-year-old died on February 23rd after suffering complications from Alzheimer's disease. Hellman won a Golden Globe and 2 Emmy nominations for her performance as Mona on Who's the Boss. The Texas native began her career on stage and earned a Tony nomination for her work in The Great God Brown back in 1973. She also received 4 Best Actress Emmy nominations for her work on Soap. Hellman's Who's the Boss co-star, Alyssa Milano, remembered her in a tweet on Friday saying, "My beautiful, kind, funny, gracious, compassionate rock. You're an instrumental part of my life. You taught me to hold my head above the marsh. You taught me to do anything for a laugh. What an example you were." Matt Uris for CBS LA.
There you go. I loved her, though. I mean, she was just so good.
Yeah, everything I saw, it was just a lot of fun. She was a very fun actor.
See, I first knew her from Everybody Loves Raymond playing Ray's mother-in-law.
Right, yeah.
And it was always the chemistry that they had was is that Ray's so uncomfortable around her because she's always trying to, like, reach out and be, like, a mother-in-law and nurturing to him, and he's always just like, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
And she's just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, Beverly Owens and Katherine Hillman. So we're going to definitely miss them. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we got some really shocking news. A guy who's not that much older than I am, but Luke Perry had a stroke.
That is so odd.
You know, apparently he was he's currently under observation. There's not much more news has come out since then. Right now, there's controversy of whether or not he's...
There's what?
Controversy. I just made up a new word. Shut up.
You did.
Yeah. You know, controversy, you know, it's not a real word, but it should be, you know?
Ooh, I like it.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate
that. Let's call Merriam-Webster right
yeah.
now.
Anyway, where the controversy is whether or not he's in an induced coma kind of a thing. So they're saying whether he is, whether he isn't, or whatever. He's just sedated, so... and, of course, we all know Luke Perry from his rise to fame from the TV show Beverly Hills 90210. And, of course, he's currently on Riverdale right now. And you know, his former co-stars and everything are also sending or tweeting out, you know, things saying how sorry they are. And I was listening to Mark Thompson yesterday on his podcast, the Mark and Linda podcast. And Luke Perry has been a friend of Mark's since the Mark and Brian days. So this one really hit Mark, you know, really, really hard and everything. And, you know, we just hope that this guy, you know, he's, you know, gets through. I mean, so young. Was he like, what, in his 50, 51, 52?
I don't even think 50. He's that old.
Yeah. He's not much older than I am, you know. So, and but for somebody that young to have a stroke, you know, and say it's a massive stroke.
52.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's really, really shocking, you know. So we definitely hope that he pulls through on this whole thing and he recovers well. It just depends on how bad the stroke is and where
it's been described as massive, so.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is Michael J. Fox just realized that he's got a new health scare also.
Oh, God.
Last year he had a back surgery for this thing, and I was kind of reading about it. And, of course, it's been 20 years since Michael J. Fox publicly shared his Parkinson's diagnosis.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But he said, quote, "I've been having this recurring problem with my spinal cord. I was told it was benign, but if it stayed static, I would have diminished feeling in my legs and difficulty moving. Then all of a sudden, I started falling a lot, and it was getting ridiculous." So he was trying to parse with that was the Parkinson's and what was the special thing with the spine. So it came to the point where it was probably necessary to have the surgery. He had it last April. He went through physical therapy, but apparently he's still been falling, and he just fell recently, broke his arm, and now he's got 19 pins and a plate.
Oh, my God. And he's only 5 years older than Luke Perry.
You know, yeah. I'm like, good God, this poor guy.
He's a freaking survivor, though.
You know, but and he's just going strong, you know. So God bless Michael J. Fox. He's been one of my favorite actors and one of those people I've always looked up to. So now, one thing I got to ask you guys too, though, is: have you guys watched The Masked Singer?
I have no idea what that is.
Now, when you say watch, do you mean outside of the television commercials that change? No, I haven't.
Dude, this was really interesting, and Karen got me hooked on it. And if you guys haven't seen The Masked Singer, they are going to be doing a season two. And what it is, it's there are celebrities that come on the show. They're in these costumes, and they're singing for, it's a competition thing, but then you have to try and guess of who is in the costume.
Who has to try and guess?
Well, there's a celebrity judge panel there, and people vote on who they feel is the best singer of the week. Somebody gets voted off every week, and then they reveal who the person is in the costume. So it's been really interesting, and... T-Pain, the producer and singer, won the contest. And, of course, T-Pain is more famously known as a producer. He's won a couple of Grammys. But
he had a few songs.
Yeah, in which he won a couple Grammys for. But the thing is that he's more famously known for the voice effect, which is that auto pitch correct thing, but where it's more used as an effect versus doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is kind of, you know, correcting your pitch. And you hear it like when Cher did the song "I Believe in Love."
You know, oh yeah,
that vocal effect. Okay, right. So they call that the T-Pain effect.
They had that on Hot in Cleveland one night with Betty White and the yeah. other girls and stuff. Yeah. Hysterical.
So this was really interesting. So T-Pain won the competition. He played a monster, but he went up to. Oh, you got something?
I do.
Oh, yeah, pull it up real quick.
Week after week, the monster captured our hearts.
No one can stop me from doing what I love.
He's lived out his dream. Now he reclaims his identity. Congratulations, season one winner.
The artist formerly known as the Monster, T-Pain!
The Masked Singer, season two, coming soon to Fox.
And this is going to be really cool. And so he was in the top three, and he was up against Donny Osmond, who was the Peacock, and also legendary soul singer Gladys Knight, who was the Bee.
Who sung at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
This past Super Bowl, I believe.
So was it Gladys Knight that sang?
No,
it was Donna Summer, I thought it was.
I swear it was Gladys Knight.
Okay.
Anyway,
so...
Not
so
a pip in sight.
So it's these celebrities, like I said, that they're in these costumes, and so you have no idea who they are, and you're judging them purely on their vocal talent and how well they do. And then people vote in, and then somebody's voted off. You know, whoever has the least amount of votes that week gets booted off. This is who was on the show this season. Joey Fatone was the rabbit from NSYNC. Rumor Willis was the lion. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter.
Right.
Okay.
She was on another talent show. What was it? Oh, I think she was on Dancing with the Stars at some point.
Oh, yeah, she was. Dancing with the Stars. LaToya Jackson was the alien. Ricky Lake was the raven.
Ricky Lake?
Yeah, she had a voice on her.
Huh.
Tori Spelling was the unicorn.
Speaking of 90210.
Terry Bradshaw sang. He was the deer.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
What the shit?
Margaret Cho was the poodle. Antonio Brown was the hippo. And then Tommy Chong was the pineapple.
Hey, man.
He was a pineapple?
Yeah, he was like just like a little pineapple.
Hey, man, it's raining out here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a delicious pineapple.
And the thing was, though, was that you had to try and guess who they were, and they did give clues about their careers, you know, so you could try and guess, you know, who they were. But it was speculation on who the peacock was, because a lot of people thought, oh, well, it could have been Neil Patrick Harris. A lot of them thought it was him. But I said, no, it's got to be Donnie because he made a comment about Michael Jackson being his friend. So, and sure enough, by the time, you know, it was. Again, I was listening to Mark and Linda, and Mark texted Donnie and was saying, dude, you got robbed, because I think it should have came down to either Donnie or Gladys in their performances, you know, and Donnie. Donnie was just a really good performer. Can you see if we can pull up the peacock?
Yeah, one of my favorite versions of Joseph and Technicolor Dreamcoat with Donny Osmond. It is astounding.
Oh, he does a great job.
Oh, my goodness. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Do we have anything? No. Okay.
Oh. Peacock.
Hey,
right.
There you go.
It's the peacock.
I want to be a platypus.
Oh, he did great on this.
This is the moment you've been waiting for. Searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. Buried in your bones is an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind. And all that's real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you.
Yeah, boys, it's strong. Comes out
your fever dream, can't you see it getting closer? Just surrender, cause you
feel the demon taking
over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flood.
He's a performer.
It's a preacher in the pulpit, and you find a potion. Except the brick and let the brick of every wall that's holding all you know. So tell me, do you wanna go?
Isn't that cool? In the meantime, he's in this peacock costume.
I can't,
you know.
But...
taking over you. This is the green.
He's running all over the stage.
I'd be tripping over myself.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah.
Academy Award should have went for that show's costume design.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. And those costumes were
good
just.
Good Lord. How do you sing with that on?
That's
exactly.
What would you guys be? What, I would just be like something weird, like a platypus that no one knows.
I would like to be the Shocker.
That's an animal?
Sure is.
You mean this? Wow.
I can picture Steve as a billy goat.
Yeah. But no, that's just it. It's
that's
like
because I
do you...
sing bad.
Boy, does he. I've heard him.
Then I just follow him.
But I think Donnie should have won because he definitely gave that performance, you know, and everything. Gladys vocally was awesome, though, you know. And we knew that it had to be a legendary singer. And most of the panel of the judges, you know, pretty much nailed on who was behind the mask most of the time. But T-Pain shocked everybody, though, is what it happened. So,
oh, she's a bee?
She was a bee, yeah.
Where's the...
Yeah.
Whoa, what was the big one-eyed... Oh, is that the monster?
That's
that
the
was
monster.
T-Pain.
That was T-Pain. Which, you know, it he didn't dance an awful lot or this or that. He just looked cute, so I think they went after, oh, he's cute kind of a thing versus the true performance. But T-Pain can really sing, though, so... I think he redeemed himself as an artist from that point of view on it. But it's a good show. It was really good. It got me hooked. And you're wondering, yeah, who in the hell is behind the mask?
I take it back. I want to be a grasshopper.
Grasshopper?
Yeah, I want to be a big, tall grasshopper.
Oh, well done, grasshopper.
Yeah,
exactly.
So they all say that to me in the end, especially when I lose, too. So that's...
Is Zach the grasshopper?
Yes.
All righty. Well, you know what? Let's jump into our horoscopes. All right. Zach, you're Taurus.
Yes, I am.
Well, Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, buddy? It enters your sign this month and remains there until the year 2026.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. taking you to the top of your game personally and professionally. So this is a good thing, buddy.
Let me get my horoscope seating position. Okay.
All right. As they say, it's not what you do, but who you know.
And
you have power.
Not what you do, but who you know.
Yeah. And you have powerful friends and partners on your side.
I do.
We've always talked about that.
I do.
All right. But you're learning new information, focusing to reassess your aspirations, clarifying your values, and reevaluating your friendships. You may not be sure who or what to believe or who you can trust. Mm-hmm. Know yourself first. Hmm. Then you needn't fear getting swept away in somebody else's dreams and schemes.
That's funny. I'm kind of going through something like that.
There you go. Who are you and what you do want? Prepare to be surprised over the next 7 years. You could achieve what some say and you currently think is impossible. So you and I've kind of had those personal conversations, you know. So you haven't scratched the surface of your potential yet.
Damn it.
So...
Not yet.
All not right. yet. It's coming, though, dude. It's coming. So remain detached and humble. Lead by example as you work daily towards a vision, and you can inspire the support you need. This is a journey of self-discovery of the untold treasures buried within.
Oh, yeah.
Fearlessly embrace the person you are becoming. You're breaking through the mold of who you used to be to reveal your authentic self and true brilliance.
This sounds like a dope-ass movie.
Well, I mean, it's telling you, dude, I mean, it's like you and I've
killed
talked
somebody
about.
Off and you got it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds like some of the conversations
towards the middle
I've
of
had, though.
Yeah. No, I actually am. I am going through a lot of life changing things and aspirations, especially things that I never thought I'd be capable of doing on my own at all.
Like cutting meat.
Right. And that is not for the faint of heart, Steve.
No, it
isn't. Make no mistake.
Yeah. I worked in a butcher shop for a while. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've always wanted to be in radio.
Yeah.
You know, you've always wanted to try and go for that goal. But it's, like you and I have always said, you got to take the risks to get there.
Yeah. And I back then, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't really willing to do that because I was just too afraid of failure. And at this point, after everything even I've gone through, like, what am I really afraid of anymore?
Well,
nothing.
I've always said, and I tell my son, it's better to try and fail because you still learn.
You learn something.
No matter what, out of failing.
Yeah, you don't really ever fail until you quit.
You know, unless you go out with Steve on Valentine's Day and then, you know, all bets are off.
No, then I fail.
No, you fall. So there you go. So there's Taurus there.
I'm a bull. Oh, there's my Masked Singer costume. I know it's my third choice. I'm a bull. Cool. Okay.
All right.
A bull. The bull does not always lose.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Gemini.
Uh-huh, that's me.
Mr. Hi. Sean.
Hacking up a left lung.
Yours doesn't start on as fun a word as Zach's did.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
My anus?
But it... Uranus might be in there somewhere. Let's go.
Okay.
Developments in a professional situation are asking for reflection and reconsideration of recent decisions. You may not be sure where it's all headed, but rather than fret about what's beyond your control, clarify, reevaluate, and realign with your most sacred ambitions. You have the support, skills, talent, power, and authority to make necessary changes and breathe life into a vision.
Nice. I like it.
Ooh, about 5'7", redhead. Yeah. This isn't about fame, public image, or success in the eyes of the world, but about a soul truth.
Yeah.
Consciously uproot subconscious fears of failure and perhaps even of success. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a deeper awareness awakening you to a richer inner reality and greater reason for your existence. Boy,
deeper.
This is very existential. Who are you when you think no one is watching? The divine spirit is always watching because it is within you. Be true to your integrity and lead by example. At its core, this is a spiritual journey asking you to release attachments to the material world so you can reclaim your true power to make conscious choices that liberate you. Heal yourself, and you can heal your corner of the universe and beyond in ways seen and unseen.
I like the sound of that one.
So you can take the first and last word, and it's developments unseen.
It's always good.
Ah,
doesn't Steve have a great narrative voice? Like, I feel inspired when he reads horoscopes.
All right, what do you got, Zach?
Speaking of voices, I'm just going to change it up. Who's a Scorpio?
Oh, yes.
Nah, just use your regular one.
The only one in here?
Yeah. Just use your regular one.
But it's so funny how this starts. Uranus enters Taurus.
I score!
Well, the two of you need to get together then. Play with Uranuses together.
In March, it remains here for the next 7 years, bringing unexpected developments in your relationships.
There you could have be relationships?
I know. Stop me in my tracks. There could be second chances with love. Like a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or something else dear to your heart that you're almost abandoned. I would have abandoned Steve when he fell.
I know.
Rather
somebody
than
grab me.
I would laugh my ass off.
Like we're doing now. Rather than have expectations for another, for better or worse, first clarify what you want. Move beyond surface fantasies of romance, a need for validation, or a desire to be recognized for your talents. What does love mean to you? What brings you creative, personal, and sexual fulfillment?
I know.
Any takers here? You got that, audience?
I know.
How do you feel about
so
children? What a great way. Sexual fulfillment. Next sentence. How do you feel about children?
Well, he has them.
Yeah.
He's got his daughters, so yeah. Grandkids.
Love isn't something you need or give. It is your being. There is an endless pool of love and creativity within you. With or what you desire is closer to home than you think. Be yourself, and you will attract those who see your infinite inner beauty and depth. Steve has inner beauty. The equinox.
Yes, he does,
the
it's hidden somewhere.
Somewhere.
Very deep.
The equinox and Libra full moon mark a turning point in your ability to feel safe in a domestic situation or relationship. The present is not the past. Acknowledge any subconscious fears about relationships that need healing. You are not alone. You are loved and have the skills. Talent, comma, passion, comma, support, comma, and vision to breathe life into a dream, Steve.
Wow.
There's something you said in there I liked. It's
relationship or sex?
The present, what was that?
The present is not the past.
I like that. The present is not the past.
Oh,
so
that's actually,
I don't need to treat it like it
is. Wasn't there like an old Chinese thing or whatever where something about that where...
When boy and girl lie down on ground together, they have peace on earth.
No. Okay. It's something to the fact about that every day is a gift, which is why it's called the present.
Ah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I feel like I hit the more you know button a little too soon. Should have did it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
Covered up Steve's coughing, so yeah, I guess that
that's good. Yeah,
that's a good time. Yeah,
so cool. And there's our horoscopes. All right, so. We were talking earlier today and everything about, just what our favorite cereals were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we've got three different completely generations.
Yes, we do.
Steve, obviously, pushing 70, so it was kind of like, you grew up.
God, that sounds horrible.
completely different. I'm 20 years behind you.
Yeah.
And I'm 20 years, whatever the number is, behind all of you.
That would be 10.
Okay, I'm not doing math in my head right now.
Obviously.
You're not 30.
Yes, I am.
No, him.
Oh.
20 years behind you.
No, I'm 20 years behind you.
Yeah.
He would say he's 20 years behind me.
That make him 30.
Well, 32. Are we really going to argue
70
semantics here?
70 minus 20 is 50 minus 20 is 30.
Carry the 5.
Yeah, but
that is true.
But he's going off of me, not you.
Yeah, 50, right? That's what you're saying. You're 20 years behind me, which make you
okay.
He's 20 years behind you. That would make him 30.
Do a little math here. I'm going to get my calculator. Carry the 2.
Carry the 7.
It's
divide the 4.
Brain surgery here.
Well, for him it was.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm well into the surgery right now.
So, all right. So, obviously all of us grew up with different types of cereal.
Yes. And other kind of breakfast stuff, too.
Right. So, okay, so we'll start with you, Steve, being the oldest because it's, old stuff day.
Well, when I was a kid, there was something I really, really liked, and they were called Jets.
And I never knew this existed.
Yep.
All right, and we've got the commercial for this one?
Got a commercial.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, it's in black and white.
Ladies and mothers. This is a shopping basket.
Yes, it is.
Its purpose is to be filled with good food to keep the family healthy and happy.
So mother fills it with vegetables, because they taste good and are full of vitamins.
Uh-huh. And with meat, because it tastes good and it's full of vitamins and protein.
Uh-huh.
And with sugar jets, because they taste delicious and give you vitamins and protein, too.
They're crunchy as ice cream cones.
Uh-huh. And they're just sweet enough.
Grand for breakfast.
And fun for snacks.
Helps you grow up.
And feel good. Sugar Jacks are real food. The triple treat of sugar toasted oats and wheat. So jet up with Sugar Jets. They make you feel jet propelled.
Wow.
Obviously, this was before gluten.
What's a gluten?
Anything before 2010 is, before gluten.
Mankind had gluten for centuries.
We've had gluten for years, and look at us. We're normal.
That's right.
I never heard of that jet cereal before, though, dude.
There it is. It was so good. I loved it.
For me, it was, I think the number one was Cheerios that I ate all the time. You know, that was
those are very good.
Those were the go-to. Good for your heart. I still eat them today, you know, for breakfast at work sometimes. But I remember going over to my Aunt Lucy's every now and then when she would babysit for me as a kid. Mm-hmm. When my grandparents were unavailable, or sometimes just going to visit, and she always had Rice Krispies in her cupboard, you know, and that was like a treat.
Still holds up.
They do, and I haven't had Rice Krispies in years, you know, as a cereal, you know, but to hear the snap, crackle, pop kind of thing or whatever.
Remember they made Rice Krispie treats as a cereal, like where they just bunched it up like you would get a Rice Krispie treat and just like broke it into a cereal box. You ever had that?
No. Uh-uh.
I never heard of that? Yeah, it was just called Rice Krispie Treat Cereal. So it would be the Rice Krispie Treats, and it would just be like chunks of it in the cereal box, and you just eat it like that.
Wow.
It's sugary as hell, but it was delicious.
Well, I can imagine, yeah. So we got, what, a Rice Krispies commercial?
Yes. Yeah. Waking up, waking up,
waking up.
See, 70s got better. We had themes, we had songs.
And creepy clowns at the circus.
Wake up on the right side. Wake up with Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast.
Yeah, so that way you can do a triple summer somersault in a...
Yeah. There were several talking cereals. You know, you go in and pour them in a bowl and stuff. One of them was called Prostitutes. You pour cream on them and they would say, "Eat me."
Somewhere, somebody is laughing.
I know I am.
Oh boy, but I mean. Now, were there any...
How do you follow up from that?
You just got to keep going.
I was going to mention my favorite cereal, but...
We're going to come around to that. Hold
but
on.
I was just saying that after Steve saying that, I'm like, I might just skip me.
You might skip this whole program after that. But were there any other ones, though, Steve, that you ate on a regular basis, though, or...?
Well, let's see. Yeah, like the original Trix... were really good. They were a little bit sugary. They had fruit flavors. They're amazing. And now Trix like aren't.
That's good.
They don't make them that way anymore. Okay. They want it to be more healthy, and it doesn't taste the same.
I got
to
ask you this though: did you ever put sugar in your cereal?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Corn flakes and stuff like that.
Yep.
Definitely.
God.
Grape nuts.
Okay, my grandfather.
Yes.
Would eat grape nuts.
Grape nuts. I would pour a ton of sugar on them and eat them that way, yeah.
Now, did you get to the point where you ran out of cereal and you had just the milk and the sugar grain at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
Kind of
swirl around and drink that, and oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sugary milk. Why did we do that?
Because we have problems, clearly.
It tasted good.
Good God, it did. But I think the only other cereal I tried outside of Rice Krispies was Lucky Charms.
Oh, they're magically delicious.
And good God, that thing was so fucking sweet.
Uh-huh.
Because of the marshmallows. I think my mom was so pissed because like, oh yeah, I'll eat them, Mom, I'll eat them. I had one spoonful, and she was pissed because she had to throw the box away, basically.
Yeah, and I actually would take the marshmallows out and put them, like, on the side and just eat them, like, later.
I remember, what were they called? Sugar Pops.
Oh, Sugar Smacks, yeah.
Sugar Pops. There were two. There's Sugar Pops and Sugar
Smacks.
Sugar Smacks was, like, the rice.
Puffed rice.
Puffed rice.
And
Sugar
it had the
Pops
frog on it.
Were, like, corn, puffed corn type. Stuff with
a lot
of sugar on them.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I ate those because of, it's a kid's show, Red Light, Green Light.
Romper Room?
No. I see you. That was kind of weird.
Like, how does
Chef John. Sheriff John show. I seem to remember advertising sugar pops in the Sheriff John show. But
yeah, I think the thing I remember about different cereals was not necessarily the cereals themselves, because again, I didn't try them all, but just the characters they would come up with. For like Sugar Smacks, it was Dig'Em, and he was a frog.
Dig'Em, dude.
You know, Trix, it's the rabbit.
Silly rabbit.
Yeah.
Trix are for kids.
And then, of course, you had Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, which is the bird. And then you had Toucan Sam for Fruit Loops.
There was a funny kid for Alpo. Remember Alpo?
You mean the dog food?
No, it was a breakfast cereal.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like cream of wheat.
Alpo?
And there was a kid that advertised it.
Alpo cereal?
That's what I remember.
Wow. Okay, look that up. Okay, what about, of course, everybody remembers Life with Mikey.
There's Alpo puppy food.
No.
There's a cereal.
Look up Alpo cereal.
It's like a hot cereal.
Garfield Alpo commercial. Oh, no, that's cat food again.
Look up Alpo cereal. Now, what about... like Quaker Oats. Did you ever have like regular oatmeal growing up though?
Yes.
Okay. What did you put in it? Did you put anything special in it, or just the warm water and the oats, and that was it?
I don't remember. I remember I didn't really like hot cereal that much. There was cream of wheat. Which was a real weird, granular type of and it was also oatmeal.
Yeah, see, I had oatmeal growing up, the Quaker Oats. So my grandmother, she would make that for me, you know, water and put the oats in. Mm-hmm. But then she would add a little bit of milk, you know, to make it a little bit more creamier, kind of a thing. And that was really good.
Can't find it.
Okay, all I got is Alpo.
Maybe they fed me dog food and I don't know.
Yeah, that's what
I think. Well, that would explain a lot too.
Yeah.
So. Well,
I don't know what
now,
affected
Zach,
me
what,
at all.
What was your cereal that you grew up with?
Oh, sorry. I thought Steve turned into a dog. It was Lucky Charms, too.
I'm ready
Yours
for
was
my
Lucky Charms, really?
That was my that was definitely my go-to.
Oh.
Let me get my mic over here. I had a Lucky Charm commercial. Hold on. My favorite one is this little gem right here.
Pee-wee's Playhouse will
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Oh my god.
Which was one of my favorite shows.
Uh-oh. Those kids are after me, Lucky Charms. But thanks to me red balloon, I've made a clean getaway. Well, looky there, a shooting star, and it's heading this way.
Oh, I remember this commercial.
A deserted island. Well, at least I can eat me Lucky Charms in peace.
Wow, the marshmallowy delicious.
Get him!
No more, kids. I've got to get away. But how? There's a big star-shaped hole in my balloon. Maybe there's an answer in my magic rainbow. Let's see. Moons, hearts, diamonds, stars. Oh, did I say stars? Magic rainbow, make a match. Turn that star into a patch.
Such a production.
Take
it
away, star
it is.
Balloon.
Now, for the first time ever, it's a marshmallow inside a marshmallow.
Oh, my God, no.
Say it ain't so.
It's a double marshmallow.
It's the magical part of a complete breakfast.
New in specially marked boxes and of Lucky Charms.
Here's the thing that I remember about Lucky Charms is that every time they would come out with a new marshmallow, it made it a big thing, like the purple horseshoe or whatever.
There was a rainbow.
Yeah, you know, it was always a big production. Like, what's the next one going to be, you know? Who cares? It tastes like crap.
I think I figured out
the Alpo thing. It was dog food or what?
It was called Mapo.
Oh, for God's
sake!
Oh,
yeah, that's a huge difference, Steve.
Alpo, Mapo.
No,
LM. I was off by a letter. Cut me some slack. I'm old.
There,
I'm pushing 70.
Exactly.
And brother, is it heavy?
Yeah. See, now I got a Mapo commercial, Steve. Thank you for selling it.
There you go.
All right, play that, Zach.
Come and get it.
Oh, my God. Again, black and white.
And you have a surprise for me.
Yes, sir. It's a new breakfast cereal called Mapo. From now on, you're really going to like oatmeal. Take off your hat. The hat.
I want my cowboy hat.
After breakfast.
I want it now.
Wow.
Like maple sugar candy?
That's oatmeal.
Right.
Wow, that was a horrible production.
It says here it's maple-flavored oatmeal.
I want my hat.
Steve, as a child.
Tell you what.
Yeah, no shit.
I'll be an aeroplane. You be the hangar. Open the door. Here it comes. Loaded with delicious.
Oh, my God. Turn that off.
Maple-flavored. Maple.
God, that's horrible.
Cowboys love maple. Yep, cowboy.
Oh, my God.
This is the best commercial. Stupid kid.
I want my maple.
Now he's hooked on maple.
Wow.
I want my maple. Holy cow.
Ooh,
that was driving me nuts, too. I was like, well, come on. I know it's something close.
Steve's like, I'm not that bad.
All right, who are your favorite, like, serial characters, though?
The captain from Captain Crunch was always pretty cool.
See, like, what I like is, like, I like that kid.
No, you don't.
Black and white?
The kid and the what I thought was funny about the Jets commercial was the adult,
there was no sharks?
Adult voice actors talking as children.
Oh, my God, that was horrible.
It was like, oh, my God, it sounds gross.
I think some of my favorite serial characters, though, was more seasonal. Because they came out during October for Halloween, mm-hmm. which is Count Chocula, and
oh,
then
Boo-Berry,
and then Frankenberry.
Well, you had a Fear Factor thing going there. Huh?
remember Cookie Crisp?
Oh, yeah. Cookie Crisp.
Oh, we just really did that.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm sitting there going, what?
I the Toucan Sam, you're like, follow your nose, whatever it may go.
Yeah. But of course you have, you know, the great Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger was a big thing.
Yeah, well, he's been around for years. They're great. Yeah. Let's see, but God, who else was like some really cool? Well, yeah, you know, Snap, Crackle, Pop, of course, Rice Krispies was some cool characters.
They were pretty iconic for a while.
Well, they've been around since, I think, what, you said the 40s?
Yeah, so it goes all the way back to the 40s.
Yes, I knew the 50s for sure. I didn't realize it was the 40s,
And
though.
The girls on the prostitutes box wasn't bad either.
God. You know what? I'm not even going to play the credit sound. I don't think I need to.
Don't even bother.
I'm just going to stare at Steve awkwardly. Never mind, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Give me that Joker smile.
too many crickets, guys. But, I mean, was there any other characters, I mean, that for serials? I mean, I don't.
There was Bruce Jenner for.
Yeah, for Wheaties.
Wheaties.
Yeah.
God, oh, God, I did eat Wheaties. My dad loved Wheaties.
Wheaties?
Wheaties, yeah, when we lived in Whittier.
That was a while back.
It was a
and
while back.
And you ate Wheatins.
My mom does, yeah. Actually, she does, yeah.
And a coo whip.
But yeah, we had Wheaties, but that was about it.
Things are going through my mind. Characters for like candy and
that's
stuff
different.
As
yeah.
Well, that's yeah, it's different. But it's cereal. I like the rabbit, silly rabbit, Tricks for Kid. The rabbit seemed always.
Yeah.
To get screwed.
The rabbit
he always felt bad for
that
him.
Poor yeah. Rabbit was just probably filled with so much anxiety. All these kids want to do is just ruin my life.
And then, of course, through the years, you had so many other things coming through, like C-3PO's, you know, Star Wars cereal or the Flintstones. Uh-huh. Was it called Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah, that's actually still a good one.
Yeah. And it turns your milk, you know, chocolatey or whatever. Mm.
Makes your milk super sweet with the Fruity Pebbles.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so you had some of those, too. But, I mean, I think, like I said, some of the more iconic ones were some of the ones that we talked about. But, anyway, so those are some of our favorite cereals. But let's talk about what's news.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Now, I've heard of people doing some silly things or not on... And doing things on accident, not realizing they're doing it until it's over with. But this one kind of wrote itself. Dog accidentally runs half a marathon.
Accidentally?
Yeah. After being let out for a pee, and he finishes 7th.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad for, you know.
So, Fluffy, where are you going? Fluffy.
Yeah, come back. Yeah.
And the owner finished 9th.
So imagine training for months and months for a grueling 13.5-mile marathon to be beaten by Love Divine. It's a 2.5-year-old bloodhound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love bloodhounds.
So, well, that's what happened in the Elkmont Trackless Train Half Marathon in Canada when a hound decided to join in for the fun after being let out for, you know, to go relieve himself. He crawled under the guarded fence, ran towards the start line, and the rest was history, basically. Ludovine, who eventually finished seventh in the race, even stopped at the 2-mile point to sniff a dead rabbit.
Oh, as would I.
Yeah. And it's also believed that the dog went off the track on a number of occasions, including the moment he played with a herd of cows. And this actually happened. So, but of course, this did not stop him from securing the respectable position, though he crossed the line just over an hour and a half. So
those
from
bloodhounds can run.
So from the start line, he went, you know, he did a couple of things. Hey, dead rabbit. Hey, there's some cows. And the motherfucker still came in seventh.
Boy, they got long legs, too.
They do.
We have a bloodhound at our house. My landlord has a big female, I guess you would say, I don't know if it's yellow. I guess it would be a yellow bloodhound. She's kind of yellow orange. She is adorable, but man, she is huge.
Yeah, well, this dog was given a medal for her efforts. And basically the owner just says, all I did was open the door and she ran the race on her own accord. She told it's actually in Runner's World magazine. So there you go. Huh. So yeah, dog wanted to have some fun.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Oh, well, now everybody talks about animals and you always see these things in, on Facebook mostly. You can see them on YouTube as well, where people have found an animal in need and have rescued him. I just watched one where this man was on the beach and he walked over and there was this lump of, it looked like fishing net, just a big lump of net, and then there was like something on the side and it ended up being a turtle. He took out a knife and he had to cut the net from around the turtle's neck and everything. Well, I don't know, how far would all of you go to help an animal in need? I mean, it seems like we would probably all do what we could.
I mean, if it was trapped in a net or something, whatever, trying to find something to cut it off. Or
I'm not going
to
help a great white shark. That's not happening. No?
Anyway, here we go. In India, apparently they had some freezing weather, which I don't think is always something that happens.
Kind of like in here in L.A. Yeah.
People all got together in a village near the Wildlife SOS Elephant Conservation and Care Center in the city of Mathura. I wonder if they have a statue of him there.
Okay.
They reportedly began producing onesies for the elephants.
Oh, no shit.
To survive the sub-zero temperatures. So they knitted PJs for
the elephants
to keep them warm. And I guess there's photographs of this where they show that the elephants wearing the carefully embroidered outfits which cover their legs, back, and neck as villagers stand among them. So they gave them clothing for the elephants so they wouldn't get too cold.
That's pretty cool. And I'm sure there's plenty of trunk space, too.
Yeah, they have room to store them for next time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, because...
And just to mention, this place, this care center, the Wildlife SOS Elephant Conservation and Care Center, in the northern city of Mathura in India, they currently house 20 elephants that have been rescued from illegal activity, like trafficking, mafia, exploited for street begging and circuses where they're abused and subjected to extreme cruelty. So this place also helps elephants out in other ways.
That's cool. Well, you know what is always helpful here in Los Angeles is the tourism. You know, it's such a big industry here in Los Angeles. And, of course, it definitely helps our market, you know, and our economy here in Los Angeles. But, unfortunately, The Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is a big tourist draw, has been named the worst tourist trap on earth.
Oh, no. Well, it got a little bit better a while back when they removed a certain star.
Yeah, well.
They kept getting destroyed.
So if you ever get a text from us that says, you know, hey, so excited you're visiting L.A., can't wait to take you on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, well, you know that we've been kidnapped. Apparently, it's not a place where people want to go. We don't even want to subject our visiting friends to it. Now, it turns out we're not alone in our disdain. A global survey of tourist attractions ranked the Hollywood Walk of Fame as the single worst destination in the world.
Wow, that's pretty low on the list there.
Wow.
Yeah. The survey of tourist attractions was conducted by Stasher to determine the ranking. They looked at a variety of data points, including reviews on TripAdvisor, popularity on Instagram, and other factors. The winner across the 100 attractions was a beautiful plaza in Seville, Spain. Well, of course, it's in Spain.
España.
Which it seems very nice and would be a delight to visit. The absolute last place loser was the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was just up there last week. You know, and of course, you're going to see celebrities, you know, whether it be the Monkees, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Billy Crystal, Danny DeVito, whatever. But then all of a sudden you come up against a name, you know, like Harry Walker.
Who?
Yeah. It's like every fifth one or sixth one or whatever. It's like, who's that? You know, you don't know. But the thing is, I think what people are forgetting about the Walk of Fame is the fact of the history that's there, how far back it goes, You know. And there's, what, four categories, I think, for the Walk of Fame? There's, what, television, radio, records.
Film. There's film.
Film.
No, there's
and
there's
theater, then. So five. Or did I say theater twice?
Say it again.
Okay, so film.
Theater.
Theater.
Radio.
Radio.
Records.
Records.
Television.
Television.
So five. Hmm. Did we repeat anything? Can we look it up real quick and see?
Yeah. Make sure we're right. We have a producer.
Sir, look it up.
He's just sitting there looking at us like, what?
I think those are the five different categories.
Categories
of Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
But what's interesting is how, you know, one person can be put in the different categories. You know,
that's true.
Mark and Brian, of course, got theirs obviously in radio, but I think Abbott and Costello have a couple because they have it for radio
and television.
So and they could probably have one for movies.
Says the main categories are live theater donated by the Twin Comedy Tragedy Mass, the motion pictures donated by a camera, radio donated by a microphone, recording and television. Says Gene Autry has received a star in each of the five categories.
Oh, so there are five categories.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. So, yeah, you know, so if you go and look at it, yes, you're looking at a sidewalk. Yes, You are doing it. But you're looking also at history.
I think that was the original intent, was to be something
memorable.
Something a little more special than maybe it's become.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, if you're going to go and look at it or whatever, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, see Dean Martin, Doris Day, you know, all these legends.
Yes.
Who are there, who have their star. But then you got the more modern people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, whatever, you know, some of these stars today or whatever. You know, but what a lot of people don't know is that those people who get their star have to pay for that star.
Mm-hmm. It's like 15 grand or something, isn't it?
I don't know. Does it say?
Well,
how much does a Hollywood
star cost?
A star application carry a $30,000 sponsorship fee. Jesus.
Wow.
$1,000. Well, you know, I guess it's not a cheap thing.
Oh, by the way, this is that's the main reason why A-listers like Julia Roberts and Dustin Hoffman don't appear on the Walk of Fame.
Well, because they're like,
because of that.
They don't want to pay for it.
Right.
Pay that much money to.
Yeah.
Just to be walked on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, now, this is going to be hard to get through without laughing.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Because we need more of that, so go ahead.
You know, it's a good story of people who are were able to save someone from a fire.
Okay.
So that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, there was a shop called Simply Delicious Kebab Shop.
Okay.
And an eyewitness said, I couldn't believe it when I saw this man on the ledge. He seemed to be holding on to the kebab shop sign, but was stuck. Police turned up with a battering ram, but it wasn't needed. The firefighters were trying to get him to come down the ladder, but he seemed a bit reluctant. He was shouting, no, no, and seemed really out of it, but he came down in the end. Well, another one said it was crazy. The guy seemed to have climbed out, and then the girl seemed to have pushed him as he tried to get back in and closed the window on him. So he couldn't get back in the window because she was scared of him. He was climbing out of the window of a brothel. And he was naked.
Ah!
And he had to be rescued from the ledge hanging on to this the sign for the kebab.
Okay, so let me get this straight. There's no fire.
It says no. Another okay. It was crazy. She been climbing out, and then the girl. It doesn't say anything about okay. really a fire.
So no fire or anything. So this guy is above this restaurant on a ledge, naked,
hanging on to the kebab shop sign,
and because where he was at or whatever, it came out of a brothel window.
Oh, apparently all I can assume is that he and the girl who had had a problem, and
you think?
She was, you know, he didn't climbed out the window, but then decided that wasn't the best way to go.
Especially
because
naked.
Nowhere to go, and she wouldn't let him back in. So this is like, I'll have dreams like this.
I've got nightmares like that.
That's funny.
Oh, well, there
I
you
love that dream.
That's what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, I said a little prayer. Oh, and that's the show for us, guys.
That was a little hard. Had a good time.
We're a little long, but we're all right.
What else are you going to do? Walk out in the rain?
Yeah, be careful out there, guys. It's looks like we got a couple of storms coming through. And, definitely hit us overnight, that's for sure, here in Southern California.
Be careful, especially all you Lyft and Uber drivers that do this for a living.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very careful out there.
Like Genesis. Genesis is a Lyft driver.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the song. Such a good song. Then I pray that Detroit goes wild tonight. Alrighty, guys. Well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
My Twitter for my one tweet a week at SilvaLining69.
I am starting to use Twitter now, so I'm at ZTagen. I'm coming out of my shell. Just ZTEIGEN.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, again, I make it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, H.C.
Sean Roberts, H.C.
Yeah.
S-R. You can introduce yourself that way.
Sean Roberts, H.C.
Roberts. Yeah. Sean Roberts,
H.C. So. Alrighty, guys. Well, once again, it's going to be a rainy weekend, so try and stay dry. Be careful out there if you need to drive. Other than that, we will catch you guys next week. And, again, we have special guests in the room. From the New Monkees, Mr. Dino Covis. I'm really looking forward to this. So
that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be the first time you meet Dino. You're going to love Dino. Dino's cool. He's got some great stories, too, on some of the New Monkees stuff. So
We've been lucky so far the time we've been doing this show and all the guests we've had. I've never hated anybody.
That's good.
That's great, Steve.
And that's awesome,
you
Steve.
You really shouldn't start hating anyone anytime soon.
Yeah.
No, we've been great. We had a lot of great guests. We love them all.
Exactly. All right, guys, go out there and have a good one. We'll catch you guys next week. Take care.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.